fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. In fact, we could say it's a first-place edition after the Eagles beat up on the New York Giants 27-7 on Monday Night Football, and now are in sole possession of first place in the NFC East for the time being. I'm joined this week by Josh Parnell of Birds 24/7 and Brandon Lee Gowton of Bleeding Green Nation. So, gentlemen, we look at this win over the Giants. Is it a case of maybe the Eagles are better than what people expected over the last couple of weeks? Or is it the fact maybe the Giants show their true colors and are just not as good as a team as people thought? Josh, you get to start us off.
Well, I think it's more of the Eagles showing their potential because, I mean, one of the biggest headlines out of the game was Sam Bradford struggles, but the defense as a whole dominated. The offensive line, I think, had an underrated game. Coming into it, the Giants only gave up 3.5 yards per rush. The Eagles had 4.2. They gave him good pass protection, and that's going to be the key coming down the stretch. Obviously, you want Bradford to make strides, but if that running game can get going, that's just going to make it even easier for Bradford. So it is partially the Giants showing their true colors, but the Eagles definitely showed some of their potential.
At times, Brandon, I thought it was like classic Eli. Get a little pressure on him early, and then all of a sudden it's like things fall apart. What was your take on the game?
Exactly. You know, the defense really stepped up, as Josh touched on. I think, you know, you're really confident in that unit right now. They've been playing well all season. I think that's the big reason why they are 3-3, despite a slow start. They played really strong. And the run game is that's huge. I mean, you got that run game going against the top-ranked Giants run defense. I think that's that was a huge takeaway for me on Monday night.
All right, so, gentlemen, what is your level of concern when it comes to Sam Bradford? Chip Kelly was asked on Tuesday whether or not Sam should still be the starting quarterback, and so you don't want to go down that road. He did have 3 interceptions, so, Brandon, I'll let you start this one off. Your take on Sam Bradford, is it a case of you got to let him work through his struggles, or is it at some point Chip's got to make a decision here?
I think you have to let him work through it at this point. I mean, I think he's the guy. I think it's hard to be very confident in him right now, obviously. Second in the NFL in interceptions with 9. I think you've seen a lot of throws there that you just, you know, they make you scratch your head. You know, you look at the one of those turnovers against the Giants, the one against the Saints, where he throws an interception to Brandon Browner. He has Riley Cooper open. You know, things like that are just, I think it's really a shame, really, for this team because the defense is so good that if you could just get the quarterback playing well, I think, you know, this team has real potential.
Josh, what's interesting about Sam Bradford is he never had these interception problems. You go back to his time in St. Louis. Do you think it's just a matter of he's just acclimating to his offense and still working through the fact that he didn't play for pretty much the last 2 seasons?
Well, early on, I was one of the big, you know, give him more time. It's a new offense. He hasn't played in a couple of years, but my level of concern isn't necessarily his play against the Giants, but I haven't seen a ton of growth from week 1 to week 6. So that's what my concern is. You know, the interceptions, as you said, hasn't been a problem before, but why is it happening? Why is it happening at a higher rate now? That's to me, and it's not just the throws, sometimes it's the reads. You know, on the miscommunication with Riley Cooper, you could argue it was Riley Cooper's fault breaking off the route a little late, but he's still throwing it up in a double coverage if Riley Cooper keeps going. So to me, it's not just the throws, but sometimes it's the reads as well.
All right, gentlemen, Sunday Night Football. The Eagles take on the undefeated Carolina Panthers. Surprise, I guess we're saying the undefeated Panthers at this point in the season. Eagles in first place, Carolina is in first place. Josh, how do you look at the matchup?
Well, I think this is a Carolina Panthers team that's overachieved. They're 5-0, but all of the teams they've beaten are below 500. When you look at them, their run game, the yards per carry is in the middle of the pack. Cam Newton's passer rating is about the league average. But what makes them stand out and why they're 5-0 is they're tied for first in turnover differential, and they're second in the NFL in opponent passer rating. So that's going to be the big key is can the Eagles defense get those turnovers as they have been recently, and can Sam Bradford limit the turnovers against this ball-hawking defense?
Brandon, it seems like a strength versus strength here. The Eagles run defense going against that Panthers rushing attack, which seemed to really get going last week against Seattle. How do you preview the matchup?
Yeah, I think the Eagles match up especially well in defense. You look at this Eagles run defense, very solid this season. I think they'll be able to stop the Carolina rushing attack. But then the question moves to, will the Eagles be able to pass on Carolina's secondary? Obviously, Josh Norman leading all cornerbacks in the NFL with 4 interceptions. Panthers have a good defense, I think. One area where they might be a little weaker is the run defense. I think they're about something like middle of the league in yards per rush attempt allowed. So maybe this is a game where the Eagles can take the progress they made in the run game against the Giants and try to keep that going.
Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation and Josh Parnell from Birds 24/7. And I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.